The show you're about to hear has been cleverly crafted by Carrie and Tommy. Pie Society pies are cleverly crafted by only the most brilliant of bakers and filled with the freshest premium ingredients sourced from Australian farmers. Find Pie Society pies in the freezer at Woolworths and independent supermarkets.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Monday, everybody. And
that's some sexy pie chat there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And on top of the video you just showed us, Carrie just showed us a video of a peach having its outer layer of skin removed. And it is one of the more erotic things I've seen on a Monday.
It's quite sensual, isn't it?
Oh, having its little skin peeled off its buttocks like that.
It's very peachy.
It is peachy.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Got to focus. Heaps coming up on today's show.
What's happening?
Because we give another person a chance to become a millionaire. Of course, for $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Amazing.
A guaranteed $1 million is getting given away. Stay tuned and it could be you. But up next, I bought something that I've wanted since I was, I reckon 5 years old. Did you want this same thing when you were a little kid,
yes,
Jesse?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. So I finally bit the bullet and did it.
Okay.
Didn't go quite as I planned, but I'll tell you about
sometimes the dream's better than the reality.
I'll tell you about it next.
It's Carrie
certainly
and
what
Tommy.
I find working with you.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Are you right there?
What?
Taking my coffee?
No. You can't do that.
Mate, I've had a much more stressful day than you. I'm
Jessie.
Remote learning with my children. Jessie. Anyway, you drink it. It's fine. What have you got
Jessie.
For us now?
Jesse.
See ya.
You need to tell the Eli, you said you recorded it. Carrie, you said to me, you didn't want this coffee, and then I said, "Do you promise this is not a trap?" And then you said, "No, it's not." And then I said, "Jesse, have you witnessed that?" He said, "Yes." And I asked Eli, a web guide, "Did you get it?" And you told me you recorded it.
I lied.
You lied. Great.
It's fine.
I didn't steal
I'll
your coffee.
I'll go make one in the kitchen. It's fine.
Well, make us one as well.
If you So, what did you buy? You've been wanting this since you were 5.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite video game growing up?
Video game? No.
No, I didn't expect it to be a yes. Are you aware of the game NBA Jam?
No. Is it something to do with Space Jam?
It is a basketball arcade game, right? And for
what's
me...
What's an arcade game? Like so when you go to play
a big
in a place
stand-up
with the,
one? Yep. Where you hit the buttons really hard and all the kids played at Time Zone, right? And this was the dream. Whenever I went to Time Zone, it was the only game I would play. I absolutely loved it. Jesse, you said growing up as well, you absolutely loved it?
Yeah, absolutely loved it. Or I think maybe Daytona was... A little bit better, though.
Fantastic. Both great games, right? Because you know I own a Buck Hunter machine.
Remind me what that is.
You know the big arcade game machine that's in my living room.
I don't anyway, feel like I've paid attention
fine.
To
You've
it.
Been too drunk when you've been there.
You've got a nice fireplace. I did notice that.
Oh, thank you. So anyway, last week, my best mate sends me this picture, right? And it is that Dick Smith are now selling the NBA Jam arcade game machine. And so I didn't even question. I ordered it so quick because he goes, it's pretty cheap, don't you think?
What? How much is it?
So that was $1,000. Which for
not cheap.
But for a big arcade machine.
I was imagining like $49.95.
Yeah, but you don't get it.
No, and okay, so, sorry.
And so instead of questioning the price, I was like, oh my gosh, I must have made a mistake and I've got to order it real quick. Before they realise how underpriced and everybody goes mad buying these.
Are these old ones being resold or they're making them new?
I didn't even focus on that, right? And I assumed that these were being remade if they had them here.
Yeah.
And so then it said...
Yeah, Dick doesn't reuse. Yeah.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
likes
yeah,
the
yeah.
new stuff.
New Dick. And then so he he said... it's going to be shipped tomorrow. And I was like, that's so quick for a huge arcade machine. So I thought, I've got to clean out space, right? So next to my big Buck Hunter, I start clearing out all this stuff.
Oh, my
God,
you're going to have like a full time zone
set
up. That's your favourite place.
That's the plan. And so I was like saying to my housemate, Johnny, I'm like, do you reckon it'll fit there? And he goes, I remember them being just like taller than me and a bit. And so we kind of measured out in people's space. And then I said shipping was only $60. And then it said it's going to arrive by the weekend. And I was like, that is... Is incredible. And then I was lying in bed and I got a message from the courier and it said, thank you, it's been delivered. And I'm like, oh no, he better not have left.
How are we going to
get it in the door, right? We won't be able to fit through
porch.
The door. And then I run downstairs and Johnny's obviously answered the door and there's just a box sitting on the ground. And the box would be about a meter long. And I'm like, why is this box in the way of what is going to be my arcade machine? And I open it, the front door, and it's not. And instead, so there's just this box, right? There's just that box there, which is probably about a meter long and maybe a foot.
It's like a suitcase size.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I thought, how is this all flat
packed? Do you have to put it, the arcade
You've got to put it
together
yourself. Yeah. And I thought, maybe there's going to be more boxes coming. And then I looked what's included and said, oh, no, it should all be there. And then we started putting it together. Because, and let me show you the size. And I'll put it.
But you have loved it since you were five. Maybe it's the same height of you when you were five.
I put it next, it was bigger. Next to my big buck hunter machine so you can see the size.
It's like a mini me.
I reckon.
It's like when mummy and her daughter dressed the same.
They even realised it was so small. So it would only be a foot or two high.
Oh, it's still fun, though.
How are you meant to fit four people around that? It's four player.
Oh,
the monitor.
Oh, what? No, that can't be four player.
The screen size is 17 inches, which is the size of my laptop.
Wow.
We've got to fit, imagine trying to fit four. Imagine trying to fit four people. I don't have kids.
We'll chuck a photo up on our socials.
This is the issue. This is a kid thing, not an adult thing.
It was such a disaster.
Oh,
13, 1060. Hey,
did you play it though?
Honestly, we tried playing with two of us, and it felt weird because we were rubbing each other's shoulders. It was just a bit too close for comfort. 13, 1060.
So
what did you buy off the internet, and how wrong did it go? Give us a call.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon, and coming up very soon, another challenge for Fungal in the Jungle.
Oh, we are getting dropped in the jungle and we're getting challenged to do stupid stuff so we can keep vital items, because
my mother's concerned, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. She's seen some of the things that I've been subjected to. We have been subjected
to. Are you dobbing?
And she's on Insta, mate. And
are you dobbing?
No, I'm not. She's actually on Insta.
It sounds like you're
sure
dobbing.
She tells me about it a few weeks after it's happened, but she's on
I can't
Insta.
Imagine finishing a show and going on going, Mum, you won't believe what they made me do today.
She was a big fan of Sonda. The operative word. Anyway, talk to me about your NBA Jam.
And my favourite arcade game.
Yeah.
I saw it online, only $1,000, and I thought, that's incredible. These machines are worth like $15,000 or something, and I've got to buy it right now.
Yep.
And it shipped real quick, too quick, and it cost not enough money. It turns out it's a metre tall, the one I got.
Yeah.
And you're meant to get four grown adults around it to play. It sucks. G'day, Leah.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm heartbroken. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
That's good. What did you buy online?
So I ordered a huge reindeer for Christmas decorations at the front of the house, a big blow-up one.
Yeah.
And it's I wanted it to be big, but I didn't realise it was this big. And we put it up in the house and it grew bigger and bigger, and this big head started sticking out the back door of our house. And it got to the point that I put it on Facebook. I'm like, I didn't realise it was this big, and people thought it was huge, but they didn't realise we've got really high ceilings. So when we put it outside under the tree, we had to like chainsaw branches down because he's taller than the house. So
how tall was this reindeer?
Oh, it's about 5.5 meters tall from the head up to the head.
How fun, though.
And I can stand up underneath him.
Leah, how did you blow it up?
It comes with a pump. All you do is plug it in and it does its own thing.
I imagine that. Yeah.
Can you ride on top of it?
No. The birds can.
Good on you, Leah. Thank you for getting involved.
Philip, what did you buy online, and when it arrived, you were like, what is this?
Filthy.
Hello.
Hey, sorry, Biggers just doesn't have good chat. Sorry, Phil. Phil, what did you buy online?
Off eBay, I bought a thought it was a signed race suit from Mark Stafe from the VHS.
Yes, great man. Yes,
yeah. Awesome. Yep. It arrived in the mail, and it turned out to be a toddler's jumpsuit. It was signed by Mark Stafe.
Did you have a toddler at the time?
No, but I
bought it to
be used when I was buying. So.
That's so good.
That is so cute. I know exactly what you're talking about now, because I've seen toddlers in those little jumpsuits. They're almost like a little ski suit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly yeah. right.
Oh, you would look so cute in that, Phil.
One leg anyway.
Good on you, Phil. Thank you, mate. G'day, Alicia.
Hi.
What did you buy online that turned out to be a disaster?
Well, I actually thought it was perfume, but when I sprayed it near my neck to see what it smelt like, because I never actually remembered ordering it, it was pepper spray.
Oh, my God.
It was the worst experience. I couldn't even breathe. I couldn't talk. I couldn't even tell my husband what I'd done to myself. I just couldn't even get it out.
So he thought...
I experienced it from the police.
So he thought you were maybe just allergic to your new perfume.
No, he was actually inside the house and I did it outside and I'm coming in to try and get to the tap to cover my face with water, but he just couldn't even work out what I'd actually done.
Have you ever used it on anyone else or just on yourself?
No, I actually ordered it because I was working a lot of nights at the time and thought it could be handy just to have in my bag, but I think it took about 2 months or more to arrive.
Yeah,
so and if you get those confused,
if you get those confused one way, sure enough, if you ever do have to use it, you'll just end up spraying someone with really nice smelling perfume.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your Monday afternoon, and coming up very soon, we are playing $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Ooh.
But right now.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Hi, it's Emily Blunt here.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
There'll be nothing cruisy about this jungle adventure.
Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
Yeah, we are being dropped in the jungle with little other than the clothes on our back. In fact, actually, you won't even have the clothes on your back. You'll be in short shorts because you lost that challenge.
Yeah, which is
all to celebrate Disney's Jungle Cruise, guys.
Yeah.
Some people would call that a win.
What,
getting
you?
Down to hot pants. Yeah, it's only me, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon in -5, it's not a win for anyone.
-5?
I think that's what it's going to drop down to the night we're in the jungle.
Where's the jungle? Antarctica?
It's pretty chilly, mate.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Today, producer Sonda, what are we playing for?
I've realised I've been selfish.
Yeah, I know.
I've been mean to you guys. I've been setting challenges. I've been doing things.
She doesn't fall for this. She does not mean this.
No, I really mean this. I've been doing things that I know you're scared of, and I've been having way too much fun. So I think
have you been reading the comments on Insta?
Actually, no, they're way too hurtful.
Yeah,
please don't fire me. They turned right. They really turned on me. Today, I want to throw it over to the listeners. 131060, if you want to take anything off Carrie and Tommy, I've got
a
list here of camping things. If you want these things, ring up. 131060, if you want a tent, if you want to take their warm clothes, their food, water, rain jacket. Oh, there's a TV up for grabs, guys. That's a great prize. Just ring and you can take it off them.
Son,
blender
son,
and cocktail ingredients.
Son,
Game
son,
Boy.
On 131060, I'm assuming that because this is in the interest of fairness, as you just said, and openness, people can also give us stuff then.
Great. Guys, what do you want to give us? If you want to give us those cocktail ingredients to make the jungle more interesting, we're down for that.
Yep. Take it from them.
Yeah. I mean,
give
a tent.
Us stuff.
Wouldn't you want to see us try and put up a tent?
Yes.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Because we're hopeless at it.
Yeah. Funnier when you're minus 5 degrees.
That's right. Way funnier. Ring and take it off them, guys. Don't be fooled.
Join Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt for the adventure of a lifetime in Disney's Jungle Cruise in cinemas Thursday and on Disney Plus with premiere access from Friday night. If you would like to take something off the guys,
we'll give you something.
131060 right now. It's Carrie.
We love
and
you
Tommy.
All.
Carrie and Tommy.
Tones and I, that is cloudy day for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie and Tommy for your drive home, and we're
I
doing
saw...
this.
Sorry.
Go on, Bickers.
I think I saw her album went to #1 on the weekend. It did. Anyway, get on your Tones.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Hi, it's Emily Blunt here.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
There'll be nothing cruisy about this jungle adventure.
Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
Yes, we are celebrating the release of Disney's Jungle Cruise by dropping you guys into the jungle to see if you can survive.
Yeah, and there's been challenges, and each one that we fail, we get a vital item for survival taken off us. And today,
currently, we don't have a tent. You don't have warm clothes.
No.
Other than that, oh, actually, I don't have a pillow. We were doing okay.
Yeah, and now the ductator, our producer Sonda, you've just got lazy.
No, I'm sharing the love with our listeners and saying if you want to win a TV and take it from you guys, ring now.
Do they get the thing that they're taking off us?
Well, we're going to get them anyway. So we've bought a Game Boy. Mm. And Co from Sydney, do you want to take it?
I would love to take that off their hands.
Fantastic. Well done, mate.
No, hang on. Co, you also have options to give stuff to us. Do you want to give us anything, Co?
Just well wishes, I would have thought.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Maybe a bit of campfire will do you.
No,
great, Co.
Nah.
Awesome,
if you want
Co,
the Game Boy, mate, you can't give them anything. So do you want that Game Boy or do you want to help Carrie and Tommy?
Yeah, help us, mate.
Nah, you can get nothing.
Great, well done. He's got a Game Boy. Next caller, Jenna from Bendigo. What would you like to take from the guys?
I'd love a TV.
Wonderful. It's all yours, Jenna.
To be fair, there's not even power in there. We never would have been able to take a TV there.
I did put that down as a joke item.
Yeah, so good.
Sondas acted like we were holding on
to it. Great. So, Jenna, we're happy with you having the TV. Well done.
Jenna, because we've given you a TV, do you want to give us anything?
You can't, Jenna.
Not if I'm not allowed to.
Don't follow the rules of Sonda.
If she wants the TV.
Play by your own game.
All right, play by your own game, Jenna, but I'm not afraid to take something from you too.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to take from Jenna?
The TV that I'm giving her, the free TV, so she'd
but
want
I'm
to
not
be really
gonna
nice.
Get it. Am I going to get it?
Yeah,
or
you're
what?
Genuinely getting a TV, only right, if you're not nice to them.
Okay, then I can't be nice. I'm sorry, guys.
Thanks, Jenna. See you, mate. So, Brad from Albury.
I'm going to play this back to you.
The duck tater has gone mad with power.
Eli, don't
get Kim Jong-un
in here. Don't put this on the socials. I don't want any feedback on this performance.
Do you know, I defend you to people who are like, she's awful. I'm like, she's one of the nicest people you ever meet, but it's getting harder.
Look at that
No, that's a laugh of someone who's fun.
Brad. How are you, Brad?
Not too bad yourselves.
Yeah. I'm increasingly more pissed off, to be honest, yeah. Brad.
I believe that, matey, because you're about to be a little bit more.
Okay. What are you taking off us, Brad?
Mate, I hope you can light a fire rubbing sticks because I'm taking any fire lighters or matches or lighter you got.
Brad. I love it.
What do you need them for, Brad?
Clearly we can't rub sticks and make fire. Have you met both of us? There's no chance, Brad.
No, I haven't. That's why I thought that would have been a good one.
Oh, okay. Well done, mate. I love your energy. Sonia from Melbourne, what would you like as a prize?
A prize?
Yeah.
I'm going to be taking blender and a cocktail ingredients.
Wonderful.
Sonia, why? Give us something.
Also, there's no power on the site, so how are we going to make cocktails?
That
I was just
going
to drink out of the bottle.
No, let's just bring one of those shakers.
You can't bring anything that's not on the list, guys.
Oh, can we?
No.
Why have I been packing?
You've never packed for anything in your life.
Shoes aren't on the list. Are we going to go barefoot?
Yeah, you should have thought of that when you put your list together.
Toughening up my feet. Have you? Yeah, I've been walking around.
No, shoes are clothes.
Are they?
Sonia, are you going to give us anything?
I would love to, but I'm going to be selfish this time around.
Well
this
done.
Time around, it's the only
I
time
really
around.
Misjudged our callers. I think I quite generally you know thought what? That all go.
Emma wants to help you.
I don't reckon Emma's a scumbag.
No, Emma. We don't have time to get to Emma.
Emma,
I don't think
Emma,
we're
Emma,
out of time.
Emma, what would you like to give us?
Look, guys, I want to just be really fair, and I know Tommy's got no warm clothes, so I just thought I'd take Carrie.
Well done. Great work, Emma. They're coming your way.
Disney's Jungle Cruise in cinemas Thursday and on Disney Plus with premiere access from Friday night.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon, a little bit later on, we've got a clue for you for tomorrow morning's Alpha Bucks. But right now, let's play. I wanna be a millionaire.
I'm gonna be a millionaire. Carrie and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Millionaire. Well, this is a little bit exciting. $1 millionaire guaranteed. It could be you. Download the listener app, search for Carrie and Tommy, then fill out the competition entry form if you haven't yet. Someone who has done that is Tegan, and she's on the line now. Hey, Tegan.
Hello. How are you?
The most important question. We're good. What would you do with $1 million?
I'm a little bit torn. I want to buy a house, but I want to get a mummy makeover so I can look nice in this old photo.
What's a mummy makeover involved? For $1 million, I imagine heaps.
I'd probably go a little bit extreme with the mummy makeover, but some boobs.
How extreme?
What they were pre-kids.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe like a BBL tummy tuck, you know? Get the works.
What's a BBL, bigger?
What is a BBL?
What was it? A Brazilian
butt lift.
Oh, my God. I want one now.
You want a mummy
like
makeover?
Kardashian butt.
Okay.
I'm Tegan, you're so fun.
What do you do for a job, Tegan?
I drive dump trucks in a mine.
Great.
You're a bag of surprises, Tegan. Yeah,
driving the dump truck with your nice big booty. I think it's a great look, Tegan. I love it. And I hope you win the $1 million. For now, though, we're giving you the chance to win $10,000 and win your way to $1 million day. You'll have 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. We're going to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. Pass if you don't have an answer, and we'll come back to you if we have time, okay?
Okay.
Time starts at the end of the first question. And your letter for today is L for lollipop. L. You ready to go?
Ready.
Tegan, good luck. I hope you win.
Thank you. Me
First
too.
First one. Name an animal.
Llama.
A drink.
Lemonade.
A Hollywood actor.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
A car brand.
A Lamborghini.
An insect.
Pass.
A Madonna song.
Like a Virgin.
A reality TV star.
Lamar Odin.
A periodic element.
Lithium.
A retail store.
That was so close.
You were doing so well. Oh, Tegan, you could have had lead, lithium. A retail store, not lead or lithium. Lincraft. They don't have lead or lithium there in Lincraft.
The granny store. I wasn't on that one.
Lorna Jane, maybe Lacoste. There's some other options for you. I like the Lamar for the reality TV star.
Lamar, okay.
I was stuck on Kardashians and I was like, that's the wrong letter.
Good get.
Yeah,
good get, Tegan. Unfortunately, you did not get all 10, but you did great and you can enter again. So hopefully we'll chat to you again.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good on you, Tegan.
Stick around later in the show. A clue for tomorrow morning's $1 million Alpha Bucks.
And if you want to play, just download the Listener app to get involved.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And because it is Monday, usually we would be playing Same, But Spoken a little bit later on. But I've got a new version for you today, guys.
Give us a hint.
You'll have to be really quick if you want to get this one.
On our feet? In our minds?
Thinking. Yeah, you have to be quick on your on your thinking, on your thoughts.
Quick like a tiger?
Yeah.
No. Isn't that...
Can't you see what I'm wearing?
Oh, tiger. I thought it was you. Blind like a tiger?
I'm wearing a jungle-themed top.
Is this what happens when you turn into a cougar? They give you one?
No.
They hand it out as...
I just
thought... When they turn 50, did the Australian government send it out?
We're being sent in the jungle. I'd start wearing some of my jungle-themed clothing.
To be attacked by the other animals.
I got to learn my animals, though.
Yeah.
Leopard.
Yeah.
Leopard, not tiger.
Leopard. It looks great. You look great. Because I never thought I would say this sentence, but we got to talk about the COVID vaccine.
Oh, God.
Because mine is really messing with me. I'll tell you about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is Jolie and Petch and Dreams. It is Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon.
Because my family have been getting on my back about getting vaccinated from COVID because of my asthma. And they reckon I should hurry up and do it.
Yeah.
And I may forget it. It's going to be bad. Anyway, so then I told them that I'd done it.
Why?
Because I was...
Don't joke about stuff like that.
What do you mean?
Well, then if you're really sick and if you're in hospital and they're saying, has he been vaccinated? Yeah, he has.
I get it. But I was like, I'll get him off my back and then I'll do it, right? It's easy. Because my mum said, you've just got to get an appointment with your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He'll write you a letter saying you can get the vaccine because of your asthmatic. And I said, great. And then I said I did it. And then, so then I booked the doctor's appointment. And then it was a phone consult. And I said to the doctor, I said, hey, doc, it'll be real quick. I just need a letter recommending that I get the Pfizer vaccine because of my asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no.
Why?
And I said, sorry? And he said, well, 20% of the population are asthmatic. There is no link to it necessarily being worse.
Oh,
and
is that
so
right?
I won't write you a letter recommending you get it.
Tricky conversation with mum.
Yeah,
did
I know.
You say, speak to my mother?
No. I went, okay. Because you know how good I am with confrontation.
Yeah, you just
right?
hung up.
I went, okay. I said, sorry. One point.
Of course.
Yeah,
and
I
thank
said,
you
sorry.
For your time.
Yeah, thanks, Doc. Sorry.
Sorry for wasting your time.
Sorry, Doc. And I thought, I'll just go down to one of the hubs and I'll get AstraZeneca, right? And I'll just go down. So then I go to the hub and there's a line for appointments and there's a line for walk-ins.
Yep.
And I thought, well, I don't have an appointment.
Right.
doctor wouldn't give me a letter. And so I walked in, right? And the guy standing there, he goes, have you got an appointment? And I said, no, because I'm here for the walk-ins. And he said, we're not taking any walk-ins.
Oh, no.
And I said, why is there a whole side of the building for walk-ins?
Oh, because they don't have enough?
He said, because sometimes we take walk-ins, but at the moment we're not taking walk-ins. Okay. And I said, okay, so what do I do? And he said, well, go and book an appointment. And I said, do you have any appointments left for today? And he said, no. And I said, okay. And so then I left.
And then what have you done? Just nothing?
That was yesterday. Now I'm here.
Is this you telling your mum that you lied?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, no wonder this whole program's a balls up.
What do you mean?
Well, just that there represents, I think, what our whole vaccination program's been.
Oh,
just
I thought you meant our show.
Yeah. Like, I mean that too.
What? Because I'm not vaccinated. Yeah, this show is a real mess.
No, I just feel like it's all over the place. Just needs to be simple.
Oh, just chat me with anything. Even just tell me don't. No, what am I
what
saying?
Are you doing? What am I saying? Do you know what I read today?
What am I saying?
I read that like real clickbait.
Yeah.
That getting Pfizer makes your breasts bigger.
I read the same headline. Yes.
But then I clicked on it and I thought, that's ridiculous. That can't be a side effect. But hey, if it gets people through the doors to get vaccinated.
Are you embarrassed now for getting 4 shots?
Can you tell? No, but when I actually read the detail of the article, it's exactly what happened to me, is that it makes your lymph nodes underneath your arms on the side of your breast swell, right? And at the time, I was in the shower fondling my breast and I was like, oh, my God, that's weird. Mm. My lymph nodes are up. And then obviously my mind went to cancer and death. But then I text my girlfriend who'd also had Pfizer and she said, oh, I'm feeling fine other than the side of my breast under my arm. My lymph nodes are up. And I'm like, oh, that'd be it. That'd be the Pfizer. Lymph nodes are up. Yes. Bigger breasts.
Bigger breasts. Well, that's maybe why the doctor didn't give me the letter because I said, I don't need bigger breasts, but there is something that. Give us a call 131060. When did you lie? Think you could just backtrack and get away with it? And you came undone.
God.
Give us a call.
Lee, if you're listening, call us.
131060 is the number.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran's latest one, that is Bad Habits. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
We're talking about when you lied and then thought you could just fix it and you couldn't.
Sweet little lies.
My family wanted me to get vaccinated because of my asthma and I told them that I did, even though I hadn't, and then I tried to do it, and then the doctor said no, he wouldn't write me a note, and then I went to just walk in, and they told me no, they weren't taking walk-ins, and now I'm stoofed. G'day, Cass.
G'day. How you guys?
Yeah, good. When did you lie?
It was a while ago now, in my own defence. I was quite young, but I told my old man I was going to go fishing, and he, of course, hassled me, saying I would never catch anything, and so I thought, white bugger it, I'm going to catch this fish. Didn't catch a fish, was fishing all day. And I thought, well, I'm going to go past a fish market on the way home and I'll just grab a fish.
Brilliant.
No one will know. And which was a great plan, except I'd bought something like an Atlantic salmon and I'd been fishing in a river.
What did you say? Did you end up admitting straight away or did you fumble around for a bit and say, maybe I fished somewhere else?
They got me because they didn't say a word and my mum knew it because she cooked it up for us all and they had a big family dinner with this lovely Atlantic salmon. And then, eventually they sort of said, which market did you go to? And I was like,
good on you, Cass. Thank you.
Chloe, when did you lie and just couldn't you get yourself out of it?
When I was in grade 8, I was a bit of a brat of a child and I told mum that I went to last period at school, but I actually didn't, and I ended up getting hit by a car.
Oh, my
oh
gosh.
Oh, God, Chloe.
Sorry, now my son's crying in the background.
I mean, it's a pretty full-on story for your son to
hear. Yeah, it is.
So you're laughing about it now, which means you're okay. So how did mum then find out?
She actually watched it all unfold.
Oh.
So she was coming up over the hill as I was being hit by the car.
Oh, Chloe.
How bad was it, Chloe?
I flatlined on the operating bed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they had to bring me back to life.
This is so traumatic hearing your kid cry in the background as this is happening.
Yeah. Yes,
He's crying because I gave him water, not juice.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your drive home this afternoon, all thanks to Pie Society Pies, not a humble pie. Find them in the freezer at Woolworths and independent supermarkets.
These are there's nothing better than a good pie, particularly in winter, and these are delicious.
My favourite part about a pie is the pastry, and the best thing about this is you get it and you purchase it frozen unbaked, so then you actually bake the pastry, so it's properly like crispy and delicious.
Yeah.
Could you just have a pastry pie? It's just pastry upon pastry upon pastry.
Put it to the Pie Society and let's see. Hey, what's coming up?
Delicious, delicious. Hey, Richard Branson has opened up about when he lost his virginity.
Has he?
Yes. He ended up in the back of an ambulance.
Well, I need to hear more.
I will tell you
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. And guys, it is time to get onto the same, same but spoken segment, but it's never same, same, but smoking at the moment. It's a different
version. Same, same, but smoking is great.
It's actually a great idea for another one for us to do.
It is very good.
Will we ever get back to just doing same, same, but spoken?
I don't think so.
Can same, same, but can same, same, but smoking please be you doing smoke signals of the words to the song?
It's going to take me quite a while to learn how to do smoke signals.
Or
it'll be our most visual segment.
We play the game
done.
While eating brisket.
That's good. Ooh. Or we could be doing your favourite pastime.
What?
Hitting the hooch.
This week
breaking
we are
out
doing
the bucky boom.
Same, same, but faster.
Oh, this is good.
Are you reading them fast? Or?
No. We've sped them up, so you got to know the song. So,
do you have a whole meeting with the producers about this?
Jez and I chat about this all the time. It's the best. All righty, here's your first one.
Tommy.
Tommy.
No. It's Usher. Oh, it gives me joy, that song, because it was the winning song to take out the crown last year.
Was it? The same, same, but backwards.
Yeah, same, same, but backwards. Yeah. It was good. It's all. Sometimes there are stories that go with songs. They're not always good ones.
I discovered that with my booty drop most Fridays.
No, they're facts.
No, this is different. Okay, for they're 4 years facts. I've been bringing you stories and they weren't working, so now I'm bringing you.
Have you been bringing me stories for 4 years?
I have.
I couldn't tell you one.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said they were usually like, I remember this song when I was on the dance floor kissing my high school sweetheart.
That's good stuff. I'll go back and listen to the podcasts.
All righty, one zip to Tommy. This is song number two.
Oh, Tommy, oh.
Because.
Shakira.
Three.
Hips Don't Lie. I'm on tonight, you know what I mean? Can we discuss? Have we discussed Shakira's song with the Black Eyed Peas? It is such.
He probably told us a story about it.
Good tune. Because you know how Chris likes to get the kids to sit around and watch Shakira
watch
videos
soft
together.
Porn. Yes.
Evie now is turning into Shakira. It's her favourite artist. But there's a song that it's Black Eyed Peas, I think, featuring Shakira.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a ripper. And I don't remember hearing it get enough airplay. And I'm starting a petition to get it back
Save
on
it
air.
Save it for your booty drop, mate.
No, can it was so good.
Next week, can we do same, same, but didn't get enough airplay?
Do we have a bit of it there, Jess? So they tell me that you're looking for a
girl like me. So they tell me that you're looking for a girl like me. Because it sounds like your Alien song that the kids love.
Have we talked about this?
No, we have. Because, you know your weird humping alien that the... Yeah. You should do a director's commentary.
It's so good. And you should see the film clip. She's skateboarding around.
Okay. I just can't feign interest for much longer.
I'm going to show. Hey, when you see this film clip, you'll suddenly care.
Bring it as a
given
booty
it is
drop.
A bit of, you know what?
Yeah. What?
It's exactly how you described it to start with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you remember?
No. Yep.
One all. Song number three.
Carrie.
Oh.
J-Lo, Get Real.
No.
Get Right.
You got to take your first answer. Sorry, Carrie. It is J-Lo, Get Right. Mm-hmm.
While we're stopping down and chatting things, can we also discuss why is she back with him?
Yeah.
Ben Affleck. Honestly, she could do so much better.
Yeah. Yep.
She's so
She's so hot, yeah. I'm sure there are people that think he's dreamy.
Do they? They would have a while ago.
Yeah. You don't think now?
No.
Well, she's gotten better and better.
She has.
Hold
she's
on,
like a
Betty
fine
boy.
Wine.
I bet he cheats on her too.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
No, I don't want that. But no. That's how the world seems to happen. These dudes could get incredible. Anyway.
Okay, this is for the win for Tommy to tie it up for Bickers.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy. For the win. Three. Two. One.
Oh, I've forgotten.
Can I have a bit more?
What?
I thought it was Holler Back.
Holler Back what?
Holler Back Girl.
You thought that was Gwen Stefani?
At first. Yeah. It's not. What was it?
Oh,
Craig David. Oh, weird. I don't have any facts from him to bring this time.
What about his love for Bertram Musil?
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon, coming up after 5 o'clock, your clue for $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Right now.
It's time for Bickmore's Billionaires. It's... Here we go
now. Bickers.
It's an expensive bits today.
Isn't it?
It's been vajazzled.
Please tell me you've got the thing about Branson losing his virginity.
I do.
All I've heard is that it resulted in him going in an ambulance.
That's the one line
I've read.
And I'm surprised I hadn't heard that story before, because Branson's pretty loose-lipped about everything that's happened in his past, but I'd never heard about him losing his virginity.
Might be loose-lipped as a result of what happened.
Let me tell you first about Jeff Bezos. Not only was he second into space, nobody cared. Those he took on board, the astronauts, although you don't like them being called that.
No. Because
the passengers.
Yes, but one is an astronaut, right?
True.
Didn't he have...
Do you mean the 82-year-old,
Wally Funk? She was awesome.
Yep, she was awesome. Wally Funk wasn't happy with her flight into space.
Because she had to sit next to Jeff Bezos.
She was disappointed that they didn't go high enough. She said that she didn't get to see the curvature of Earth. While on board the Blue Origin flight.
Didn't he take her on for free?
Because I think she was meant to go, wasn't she? But women used to not be allowed to go into space, so finally they were correcting all these decades.
Isn't this whole thing to advertise his commercial flights?
Yeah, and she's thrown shade.
It's no good.
Yeah. Have a listen to Wally.
And we went right on up, and I saw darkness. I thought I was going to see the world, but we weren't quite high enough.
Yeah. She then went on to say that they also didn't spend long enough in zero gravity. She said, I wanted to do a heap more rolls and twists and so forth. She said, I loved every minute. I just wish it had been longer.
Oh, my.
Which is not what they're going to use as the tagline.
I thought it was going to be the review for Richard Branson's.
I loved every minute. I just wished it was longer. Someone else who honestly didn't seem as excited as you would be also about going to space was the 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Remember we saw, so he was never meant to go because originally the person that won couldn't go. So the runner-up, who bid, was his dad, this guy's dad. And that's how this 18-year-old got to go, right? And he said, we didn't even pay close to the 28 mil that the original winner paid for this seat,
That what it was?
Yes.
28
million? He said, we didn't pay close to the 28 million, but they chose me because I was the youngest and I was also a pilot and I knew a lot about it already. But what I loved is they'd been on this great journey and they came back down, they were chatting and he told Bezos that he's never actually bought anything from Amazon.
Bezos has had an absolute power, hasn't he?
So ungrateful. But I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
And let's get back to Branson.
Yeah,
Branson's story of losing his virginity.
Thank you.
So apparently when he brought out his autobiography, Finding My Virginity, he said he wanted to call it The Second Entry, but his publishers wouldn't let him. But when he brought out his autobiography at the launch of that, this is back in 2017, but I've only just read about this now, he was talking about how he thought he was such a good in bed.
Love her.
That when he was having sex for the first time, at the end of it.
If you whisper.
The girl he was with was breathing very heavily and he was very proud of himself because he thought he was a real natural until she leaned into his ear and whispered, asthma attack, asthma attack.
Oh.
And he realised she was having an asthma attack and then he had to call an ambulance and then together they had to go to the hospital. And she is okay. He is okay. He's gone on to.
He is okay.
Well,
what do you mean? He's not okay. Suffering too badly from her asthma attack.
No, it didn't scar him for life, is what I mean.
Would someone have an asthma attack?
Well, maybe you'd think then every time that you were going to cause someone to have breathing difficulties.
Imagine. That'd be something to brag about.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, how much Olympics did you watch over the weekend?
I watched a lot. There was nothing else to do.
There was nothing else to do.
Oh, sorry, that's not, I mean, yes, that is why I watched a lot. But yes, I also enjoy it.
Did you love it?
I did love it. I love watching my kids get into it.
Yeah, okay.
To be honest, I had it in the background and I'd be doing the cleaning and they all sat on the couch and watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking before about becoming experts in sports that previously you've never even seen before in your life. Jesse, what was your go-to over the weekend?
Canoe slalom.
Yes, and what did you learn from canoe slalom? Because I saw one girl go down it, and she hit every pole, and she had something like 22 penalties.
It's hard, mate. Ollie's maths teacher, he used to be in the Olympics in the canoe slalom. Slalom?
Yeah.
Slalom.
But this woman was, she was ranked 248th in the world, and I was like, I didn't think there were that many people in the sport.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Like, is there people that have never done slalom who are ranked higher because they've had less penalties than her?
Oh, maybe. It's also the most unfair of the slaloms, because with your ski slalom, you just go straight through the gates. Yes. If you canoe, you got to turn them back and go
upstream. How fun's
upstream.
A word, slalom?
Is it slalom?
Slalom?
Is it potato, potato, slalom, slalom?
I watched the weightlifting and it was giving me a lot of joy because it was watching these men trying to avoid moose knuckles as they bent down to pick up a very heavy bar. But you know
how
they put
that's on their mind?
Mate, absolutely. Particularly for one bloke because they put their hand in the chalk powder, right?
Yeah.
You can see where they've touched. And it was so funny. They're always looking on. And then that fifth bloke comes around. He's just got this white crutch from where he's obviously been trying to. He's been trying to adjust his crutch, but he's wearing basically like handprint dust, and he's just fingerprinted his own crutch. And then of course he turned. He's making me and Johnny laugh. And then he did his bar. He turned around, and walked out, and his bum was exactly the same.
Did you see this morning Ariane Titmus won gold in the 400-metre freestyle?
I did not.
Oh, it was such a joyous moment. But have a look here. This is her coach. Look how excited he gets. Look out, there he is in yellow.
Okay, Harry Tommy's show. We'll check it out.
Going off his rocker.
He's thrown his mask.
Oh!
The grabbing the glass is very funny.
He's so fired up.
The hip thrust.
Such a good feeling. The hip thrust. Yeah.
It's the first time they'd go, if you're going to check anyone for performance-enhancing substances, maybe the roid rage on the coach might be a bit of a giveaway.
No, I love the swimming. The swimming's one of my favourites to watch.
Ariane. Sorry, we're getting a pronunciation sent through.
Ariane.
Yes.
Yes,
does
there we go.
Does that pronunciation help you?
Do you need help with the titmus bit?
Carrie and Tommy.
Now that the show is over, Carrie and Tommy are definitely thinking about dinner. Pie Society pies are filled with the freshest premium ingredients sourced from Australian farmers. And because they're not pre-baked, you get to enjoy bakery fresh pastry at home. Find Pie Society pies in the freezer at Woolworths and independent supermarkets.